You are a speaking spirit designed to decree what thus saith the Lord. You are a born again, brand new creature that is free from the connections to the sin nature. Anything that doesn't line up with that isn't an opportunity to allow condemnation in, but rather an opportunity to take the word and allow the word to change that thing so that it is in line with who you are. Jesus has made you and I right with God. He has put us in right standing with himself. So much so that God came to dwell within us, not all out some far place, but he's right there in us to commune with us, to fellowship with us, to have relationship with us, to have oneness with us, to so that that not only can we commune with him, but he is able to demonstrate and exude his goodness and his greatness and to show his love not only in our lives, but in the lives of those who do not know. So if you find yourselves up against a challenge and it seems like you don't know what to do, the best thing, the most important thing you can do is first recognize, am I fighting is this a flesh fight or is this a spirit fight? Am I a flesh warrior or am I a spirit warrior? Am I a citizen of this world system? Or am I an ambassador of heaven? Am I going to approach this thing from a natural standpoint and let it dominate me and struggle and toil and try to fix it from a natural standpoint? Or am I going to take the word, which always gets results, and declare what thus saith the Lord and tell that situation to get right? If you find yourselves up against a challenge, recognize who you really are. You are a spirit. You have a soul. You're living in a body. This body will one day pass away and we'll get a new body, but your spirit will live on forever. That's the real you. And this is not just a passing fad, but this is training grounds for how we operate, not just in this world, but for all eternity. Might as well get a good jump start now. Know who you really are. If you didn't know, hopefully tonight, that identity crisis was averted. Amen. Bishop.